You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's the Dom and Jeremy show here at Mix 100. Hope you keep Mix 100 turned on throughout your workday. Shannon Steele gets you through with Denver's best mix of music during your working hours. And then Studley Steve this afternoon driving you home. And Synergy keeps company at night right here at Mix 100. Thank you for listening. We got a trending report for you right now. More news to be cautiously optimistic on the vaccine / testing front. The FDA has now officially cleared the first at-home test that will give you results in about half an hour.
It's good.
All right. It's good to know.
Good to know.
And after Pfizer supposedly was 90% effective with their vaccine, and then Moderna came out and said they're 94.5, Pfizer has come back and said, oh, wait a minute, we were off. Ours isn't 90%, it's 95%.
Booyah, better than you.
Yeah, your turn, Moderna. Which yours going to be now, 95.75?
I don't care. Let them battle it out. That's a huge number. That's very effective.
Although, I will admit that I was a little surprised. They're going to start trying to roll it out to, you know, high-risk people, frontline workers. Yeah. And I get all that. And I cheer that. But I guess I was surprised because I thought for the rest of us schmucks that we would start getting it maybe in January or February.
No.
What I'm reading now is that it could be next summer before the rest of us get it. So we've got another 6-8 months of, you know, 1,000 to 2,000 deaths a day.
Yeah.
And dang, I was kind of hoping that spring we would at least.
Yeah, I was hearing that too. Like May, June, that's when Gen Q public gets it.
All right. One other thing that this COVID pandemic is causing is companies to look at sick days in a whole new way. And I'm wondering if it's because so many people have shown that they can work from home. Well, if you don't have the COVID and you just got a sore throat or a sniffle, your company's going to say, you can work from home. Just because you got a runny nose isn't going
to
stop you from doing some data input.
Get to it.
So they say look for sick days to be drastically different.
Yeah.
And then I got a couple of just nutty things for you. One, do you remember when they grounded all those Boeing 737 MAX planes?
Yeah.
Because they had a couple of crashes. The FAA has now given the 737 MAX clearance to once again start carrying passengers.
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
What's your vector, Victor? Yeah, very good. Very good. Very good. But my response to that is you go first.
That's right. Yeah.
You go first. Let me know how that thing's flying.
Yeah, it works.
And then the last news I have for you is for Black Friday, which is a week from tomorrow. Although, you know, really, shopping's been going on. I think during the pandemic, people have been online shopping like fiends. They don't need a Black Friday, but stores are still going to do it. However, somebody went out and analyzed thousands of stores to see what kind of deals they're offering. And what they found, Jer Bear, is that the savings are not as big as they used to be.
Yeah.
If you track like the year 2015, then 2016, 2017, you go all the way up to today, they found that the value has really been coming down. Where stores were doing 60, 70% off, they got down to like 50, 40%. Now this year, 32% is the average.
So there's still sales. They're just not that good. And I kind of get it. Stores need to recoup some cash right now, but still get people there to shop. So, yeah.
You got a fine line there. You will still find some stores where the average discount is above 50%, including Jeremy's all-time favorite store. Kohl's is one of those.
I love me some Kohl's.
But many others are below 25%, they say.
Wow. They're easy.
So that's going on. What else is trending?
Well, when you need help on Thanksgiving, whether it's cooking or maybe dealing with some family members or family situations, you turn to the Google. And then companies go and analyze all these Google results. And it happened again. It's the most embarrassing Thanksgiving Google searches in every state, so I guess they're analyzing last year's. It comes from some job website with a stupid name, but they've got all the states on here. Pennsylvania is how to win an argument. People are searching for that. Michigan, how to treat food poisoning. My wife must have been cooking again. Tennessee, can you cook turkey in the microwave?
All right, Tennessee.
This one kind of fits Mississippi. Mayonnaise recipes.
Okay.
Jersey, people are searching, can dogs eat cranberry sauce? Wisconsin's very concerned with the color of their poo. What does it mean if your poop is green? And on the heels of that one, Indiana, how to unclog a toilet without a plunger? Which is...
How do you do it without a plunger?
Coat hanger.
Okay.
Don't you think? I guess.
What's one of those?
You got to break it up.
What do they call those little...
Or if you're a man, you just stick your arm down in there and...
Again, like the 737 Max, you go first.
I'll give it a shot. We talked sexy yesterday. The sexiest man alive, Mr. Michael B. Jordan, graced the cover of People Magazine's Sexiest Dude of the Year. But I guess there's all sorts of other subcategories for sexy men. And these results have trickled out this morning, like the sexiest brothers, which is Chris, Liam, and Luke Hemsworth, of course. The Hemsworth brothers. They're so dreamy, aren't
they? Who can argue with that?
Sexiest sports guy. You like the sports, Dom.
Who's a sexy sports guy? I don't know. Are they saying like David Beckham still or something?
Oh, that's a good one. I don't know. Is he still sexy? I guess he's still sexy. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Never heard of him. sexiest happily settled guy.
Oh, go back a second. What? Patrick Mahomes is a remarkable athlete. He's one of the best I've ever seen. He doesn't look sexy, people. I'm sorry. No offense.
I know you're going to think I'm crazy,
look sexy,
but
either.
I couldn't
but I'll tell you
tell
what,
you
does,
what
he
in
does
the world
not
he looks
look
like.
Sexy. His paycheck is sexy as hell.
There he
he's
is.
He's super talented, but he's not a looker.
Not traditionally sexy, but what do we know? What do we know?
We can talk like this.
I mean, he might not be sexy to us, but I don't...
I'm not saying he's unattractive.
He's not a Ryan Reynolds or a Brad Pitt or a Hemsworth.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. You don't look at him and go, ooh, he's sexy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Maybe it's just a profession and the paycheck.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Sexiest new dad.
And I don't want all these Kansas City Chiefs fans to get all upset. I told you, he's one of the best quarterbacks, you know, in the game.
He's good, right?
Yeah. Do your players have to be sexy, too, or you're unhappy? I mean, look at John Elway.
Look at him.
One of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Was he ever sexy? No.
Well, maybe in his younger days.
Not even in his younger days.
Really?
He wasn't sexy. He was a great quarterback who made a lot of money. I mean, I guess that makes you sexy.
It does. It helps.
Do you think women find Tom Brady sexy? Because I know many who do.
Yes. He's a good-looking guy.
Right.
And then,
Tom Brady standing next to our John Elway.
Brady all day long.
Oh, yeah, he's a sexier guy. No, again, no offense. I'm not saying they're unattractive. There's a difference between being unattractive and being sexy. There's middle ground.
You know what a zaddy is? This list has the sexiest zaddy. A zaddy is a dad with swag who's attractive and fashionable.
Oh.
John Stamos. Who's your zaddy?
Okay, I get that.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, I don't want to say sexy ever again. I don't want to say sexy for the rest of the week.
Okay.
All right, we good with that?
Sure.
Here's a Christmas show. I will
not
be...
But if you need any more opinions from me
no.
on athletes who are sexy, just you know where to come.
Thank you. You're like an expert.
Yeah. I got eyes.
I don't want to tell you about this Christmas show. I guess. I'm not real excited about the trending report today. We can be honest with each other, right?
Sure, it's not sexy today.
It's not. I'm not going to say it. Here's a Christmas show I won't be watching. It's one starring Ariana Grande. All of it.
The whole thing.
Yeah, pretty much the entire thing is...
Do you want to just stop and play Shawn Mendes?
Is a green turd, according to... Where was that? Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
It's a big green turd. No, I don't want to go into a song yet. Wonder Woman 1984 is coming out on Christmas Day. They're also going to release it onto HBO Max. Nobody cares. Oh, this is pretty good. There's a new thing to look for when you're dating. This is a new term. It's called hat fishing.
Mm-hmm.
It's when someone hides their bald head on dating apps. So you're a bald guy trying to get some loving, but you're very self-conscious about your bald head, so you're wearing hats. And I don't know, what else can you wear on your head? Like a little scarf or something? Or you're hiding behind something so you don't
one of those
see your bald head?
Mickey Mouse ears hat?
What are those hats with the beer cans in it, you know? So anyway, it's called hat fishing because it's like catfishing. It's hat fishing. So when the person sees you, they're like, oh my God, you're bald. And according to a new survey, 21% of bald guys have tried to pull it off. But speaking of the S word that I don't want to say anymore, don't most women find that attractive? Like bald guys? Right?
It depends on the woman. Some do, some don't. Some want to run their hands through your luxurious hair.
Generally, 97.4% of women find that attractive, I think.
Dude, listen, it depends on the guy. I mean, The Rock shaves his head. He looks
Dreamboat.
Sexy. If John Candy had shaved his head, would that have made him sexy?
I thought you were going to pull a John Elway out again.
Same.
John Candy, no, probably not.
So, I mean, let's just tell it like it is.
Yeah. I don't even like clickbait today.
We don't have to do anything. We could play Shawn Mendes.
Our clickbait sucks. Don't bother. A lot of other fun things on our Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
A lot of other great things on there.